राम। श्रीमद् भगवत गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 2 वर्स 28 बाय स्वामी राम सुबदास जी महाराज। लिंक। इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स लॉर्ड कृष्णा मेंशंस द सिंपल लॉ ऑफ नेचर अबाउट बर्थ एंड डेथ। अव्यक्तादीनि भूतानि व्यक्तमध्यानि भारत अव्यक्तनिधनान्येव तत्र का परिदेवना। ओ भारत अर्जुन, ऑल बीइंग्स वर इम्परसेप्टिबल बिफोर दे वर बॉर्न एंड विल बिकम सो अगेन व्हेन दे आर डेड। They are perceptible only in the intermediate stage. Why then the lamentation? Avyaktadini bhutani. All the beings seen now were not perceived before birth. Avyaktani dhananyave. These beings will also not be perceived after death. Vyakta madhyani. All these beings are manifest in the interim, after birth and before death. Their bodies were non-existent before birth and will remain non-existent after death. Just like in a dream, during life they seem to exist, but actually they are going into non-existence every moment. Tatra ka paridevana. It is the principle that the thing which does not exist either before or after has no real existence in its mid-state also. Therefore, these bodies which were unmanifest in their origin and will be unmanifest in their end are unmanifest even now. Though they seem visible, but the soul existed in the past, exists now, and will also exist in the future. So there is no point in lamenting for both these situations. Appendix. A thing which does not exist at the beginning and at the end has never any existence, while a thing which exists at the beginning and at the end ever exists. That which never exists is asat, unreal. And the entity which ever exists is Sat, the reality. We have our eternal disunion with the unreal, while with the real we have our eternal union. End of chapter 2, verse 28. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.